next year. And Russell's own mechanical trouble is the early order of the day here as James Dirty finally comes to the pit. Phil Hill is walking up there as his crew gets leaps to the car. Dan is wearing one of those new full-face crash helmets, finding favor among American drivers. Phil, what does it look like to you?
Well, I don't really know. They're looking at the dashboard, and they're also trying to find that oil leak. It looks like there's so darn much oil all over the place there, they can't tell just where it's coming from.
Let's hope they can get it fixed. Dan is really a popular favorite here at Riverside, but has never been able to do well in sports car racing on this demanding racetrack. The battle for the lead continues out on the track. It's Bruce McLaren, the leader, and Jenny Holmes second on that long straightaway, and you can't even see the fifth place man. McLaren over now, Hall, on the brake, hard, outbreaking Mark Donahue to take over the number three position. Way back in fifth place, John Sturdy, Sam Posey is sixth, Chuck Barnes is seventh, Skip Scott is eighth, and Jerry Kite is ninth. But they're so far back, these four leaders are really losing them. They're all using the wing on the chaparral to gain advantage in the turn. In the down position now, they're at most of the level as he puts the power to it. Here's Gurney getting ready to go back on the track, and it appears as though they have the oil leak fixed. And that's good news for Southern California's Dan Gurney fan.
He's leaving a heck of a trail or something out the back there. I can't tell what it is, whether it's oil or maybe water.
Well, whatever it is, Phil, it's going to slick up the racetrack, and the fellow competitors are going to find it slippery going behind them. Here are the leaders, Bruce McLaren, mostly trailed by Denny Holm, and Jim Hall now in third place. Mark Donahue still fourth. We'll be back for more action at the Los Angeles Times Grand Prix after this match. And the leaders funnel into turn nine. Floor cars in the way, but Bruce McLaren gets in front of his teammate, Denny Holm. Jim Hall, now third in the chaparral, with lots of traffic between you and the leaders. Just over last year's record established by Bruce McLaren, the winner of the Times race here last year. Chance to pull away from the opposition in the clear track, eh, Phil?
Well, it's handy to not have people in front of you.
And they're making the most of that. And Jim Hall comes up here now with three floor cars in front of him. He's got a long way to go to catch those leaders.
He seems to be pulling away from Mark Donahue there, Chris.
It looks as though he's doing just that. He's got his foot to the floor in the chaparral. The crowd interest, however, has centered on the battle for fifth place. John Sturdy, the former world champion, has been caught by George Palmer, who started in 22nd place. Here's Palmer now, right behind Sturdy's winged car. Palmer's been driving beautifully. Car's smoking a little bit, and he's right on Sturdy's tail.
Brent Runger into the pit in the American-made Caldwell. Don't really know what the problem is. And there's Charlie Parsons. Water pouring underneath. It looks like they're going to change the radiator hose.
This is a busy place. There's Charlie Hayes getting out of number 25. Out of the race. Overheating the problem. The same problem that struck Stan Burnett, the driver of number 64. He's out of it as his car sits there in the hot desert sun is taking its toll today. There's Dan Gurney's car back in the pits after a short ride. He's out of the race. He's out of the car. The bodywork is off of it. There's that continuing battle that George Palmer is giving John Sturdy for fifth place. Palmer's car, powered by a cast iron engine, supposed to make it slower than the aluminum engine version, one of which is what Sturdy is using. But he's got great speed, and now he's trying to get by the former world champion and makes it on the long straight. So George Palmer, a former U.S. road racing champion, moves into the number five position now. He's a long way behind the leader. There's his pit man, 61 seconds, better than a minute behind, and he gets the word as he crashes over the start-finish line. Comes through turn two and sets up for the S's, leading this race, but he's third in the Can-Am point standing, which is led by his teammate, Denny Hall. Mark Donahue is second. The winner will get $40,000. Before the race today, we had a chance to talk to Bruce McLaren about how he was going to drive this contest.
Bruce, you're well up in the point standings. Is this going to affect your strategy?
I'd kind of like to win this race if it was possible, but we'll see.
Your team McLaren cars have had a little bit of engine trouble in the series this year. Do you think they are reliable for the long pull today?
Well, this is the first weekend that we haven't had to change an engine, and as far as we can tell, we've got over most of our little problems with them.
What if you're pressed?
I don't know.
Bruce McLaren, not getting much pressure from his teammate, Denny Holm, leads this race at better than 115 miles an hour. Holm in car number five is second, while third is held by Jim Hall in the winged chaparral here in traffic. Fourth belongs to Mark Donahue and Roger Penske's number six car, while fifth is George Palmer, and sixth is John Sturdy.
Look at
Scout Rich Galloway from Denver, Colorado, has slid off on turn 7 and is trying to get back on and still maintain directional control. Now he's right across the track. Look at that. Oh, now he's backing up and looks like he'll be on his way here in a minute.
We'll be back for more of the Times Grand Prix, but now let's go to Las Vegas and Pete Jackson.
Oh, yeah, you can just start the car just blowing to pieces. I mean, when you go down the straight with the air underneath like that, it ruins it.
Well, the pit crew down there is concerned about it. They're ready for the stop. Extra parts on hand. And last year, Holmes ruled off the track when this happened. But so far in this race, Jerry Kitus, number 17, has been out there for several laps with a similar condition. So apparently, this has turned their back on the no-bodywork rule this year. Now, here's Home in the pits. Let's watch the team McLaren men go to work, and they come right out over the wall to start on the car. They're doing a fine job, aren't they, Phil?
Well, he certainly has made a mess of it. I mean, these are very strong units when they're all in one piece, but the minute you start tearing up like that, they really get flimsy. One of them checked the tire there.
It looks as though they're trying to get to find some room to
Bahrain,